There's a very, very important novel in U.S. history called The Grapes of Wrath. And I actually would recommend you read The Grapes of Wrath. The Grapes of Wrath. Very, very powerful novel by John Steinbeck. And it's a Marxist novel. It's very influenced by Marxism. It references Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin in one particularly bold sentence. And, you know, at the time that he wrote it, John Steinbeck was a fellow traveler of the Communist Party USA. And there's one particular story in that book that kind of points to what's happening with police brutality in the United States right now. You know, the way the Grapes of Wrath is set up, it's like one chapter is about the family, the Jode family, that are the protagonists. The next chapter is kind of an essay or a little sketch or an anecdote that makes a political point. The next essay, the next chapter is about the Jode family. One of the sketches that John Steinbeck presents in The Grapes of Wrath goes like this. The story is that there's a farmer, and he has just had his farm foreclosed on. And the tractor has come to knock his home over and to drive him off the land. And so the tractor is there to knock down his land. And this farmer is out there with his gun, his shotgun, his rifle, whatever. And he's standing there. He says, you're not gonna take my home. You're not gonna knock over my home. You do, I'll shoot you. Man on the tractor comes down. He says, you know, shooting me isn't gonna make much of a difference. You shoot me, they'll come arrest you for murder, and then they'll send another guy along and he'll knock down your home. And he says, all right. He says, so who should I shoot? Should I go shoot the judge who sent you? And the guy says, no. The judge was just kind of enforcing the law, and like I said, if it wasn't that judge, it would probably be another judge who would have ordered me to come and knock down your home and evict you from this property. And the guy says, okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna shoot the banker. I'm gonna find the local banker who made the decision to file for foreclosure. I'm gonna find him, I'm gonna shoot him. The guy says, well, you know, that guy's just kind of a functionary, right? I mean, he's just a guy. He's just a local guy who runs a bank. You shoot him, the bank's gonna find another guy to come to this area and be the local bank operator, the guy who approves loans and files foreclosures and things like that. So, that. So the guy says, well, maybe I'm going to go to New York City, where the bank's headquarters are, the big headquarters of the bank on Wall Street. I'm going to go in and find the guy who owns the bank. I'm going to shoot him. And the guy says, well, you might be able to do that, but the thing is, banks aren't really owned by one guy. I mean, there's a lot of shareholders, and it's a whole corporation. You can't shoot a bank, right? A bank is kind of an institution. And the farmer is sitting there on the brink of losing his home that he probably built himself. This is like Dust Bowl, Oklahoma stuff. And he's saying, who do I shoot? Who do I shoot? And the point of the story, the point that John Steinbeck is making in The Grapes of Wrath when he tells that anecdote, is that the problem is not individual. The problem is the system.